This is episode number 617 with Donnie Epstein. Welcome to the School of Greatness. My name is Lewis Howes, former pro athlete turned lifestyle entrepreneur. And each week we bring you an inspiring person or message to help you discover how to unlock your inner greatness. Thanks for spending some time with me today. Now let the class begin. Mark Cuban said, if you're not positive energy, then you're negative energy. The world is full of energy, and you get to decide how you want to show up every single day, energetically in your body, with your mind, with your thoughts, with your words. And the things you think create certain things in your body, certain reactions. And it's our duty to manage these energy fields and to manage all the things that happen in our life. And for the past 30 years, Donnie Epstein has developed and trained practitioners in epi-energetics methodologies, which is a unique process that provides strategies to unlock greater human resourcefulness, development, and evolution. He's the founder and developer of Network Spinal Analysis, which is widely applauded for its mind-body application. Network Chiropractic is one of the fastest-growing methods of chiropractic today, and since 1983, Dr. Epstein has instructed thousands of chiropractors and chiropractic students. And in the past 5 years, he's assisted over 10,000 attendees at the Transformational Gate seminars. And in this interview, we're covering why we become unaligned to who we really are. Also, how to get an abundance of energy. You know, with so much happening in our lives, especially as busy entrepreneurs or people with side hustles or people with have a lot of kids or just a lot of projects going on. There's so much energy. How do we harness an abundance of energy? That's what we're covering today. Also, where all of our problems originate from and how to eliminate them. Why we should expect miracles in our lives and the relationship between faith and certainty. This is an interesting and powerful one. I hope you enjoy this. Make sure to take a screenshot, share it out on Instagram at Lewis Howes. lewishowes.com/617, and let me know what you're thinking as you're listening along and share with your friends. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card, you call the number for help and can't get a hold of anyone if you only had a Discover card. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And as always, guys, make sure to share this out with your friends. Again, lewishowes.com/617. I'm excited to hear what you think about this. It's a little bit different than some of the topics we have on, but I think you'll find it pretty interesting as well. Master your energy and heal your body with the one, the only, Donnie Epstein.
Welcome back, everyone, to the School of Greatness podcast. We have the miracle worker of the house, Donnie Epstein. Good to see you, sir. How
it's
you doing?
It's great to be here. Wonderful. Great.
I just went through a journey with you, an experience that I feel very relaxed, aligned, taller, and more committed and focused ever on my purpose. So thanks for the experience and the journey. I'm sure I was just scratching the surface of what's possible, but thanks for the work on me.
My pleasure. Well, the key of everything is to help people align with why they're really here. Mm-hmm. Everything else is distraction.
Right.
That's it. You know, There are invisible forces that shape our life, shape our destiny. And people, the challenge for people is we believe hallucination, that the physical reality is all there is. And in that game, we don't have enough to make happen what needs to happen, because every time something's extraordinary, every time it's extraordinary, we don't know where we are, mm-hmm. we know when we are, but we know why we are.
Yeah.
And that's the magic here. And what's happening now for me, what's extraordinary for me is taking care of you and knowing that the forces that organize your life in your specific way are more aligned. And the force of attraction will make you more able. Now, people watching this, you know, this guy's dangerous as he has been. Okay, now, now imagine getting more juice to why he's here in that way. So we're all in for a great ride.
Yeah.
But isn't that the best we could do for everyone? Isn't that what we do in common?
Absolutely.
You know, add value to people's lives, they add value.
Yeah.
What else is there?
How do we get, why do we become unaligned to who we are?
Oh, because a few things. The first thing is because we become addicted to comfort, for being accepted, for being liked, because that's a necessary stage past survival. See, first you have survival. This thing called this bioenergetic intelligence or survival mechanism comes in. Do we have enough metabolic energy to stay alive? That's it. And any time you don't have enough of that energy, we downsize our life, because the purpose of that intelligence is to downsize your life so you survive, and that's it. Then when great opportunity comes, I'm not going to do it. I have to survive. After that, we have this emotional intelligence that activates, and that helps us make rapid changes. And that's really great. But if you don't have enough energy to survive, you're going to mute the changes you need to have. Then we have these mental thinking intelligence. We think this is the greatest. If I think it, it's real. No, you know, it's not even your thoughts. And the thought intelligence helps you first develop an analogy. You survived and became a mommy and daddy, and now you could make some small changes and cry when you need to make a response. Now you have this thinking thing called a mind that makes us think that I'm thinking. But all you're doing that time is being conditioned to be a mini mommy and a mini daddy. Mm-hmm. Why? Because the purpose of survive is to fit in. The next level is to fit in as you grow up, because in 80% of the world, at least, if you don't follow the rules and be accepted by people, you die, you're in prison, or something else happens. It's a stage in development we're supposed to outgrow. Okay? And what I like, will they be acceptable? But you validate it. You said, you like me, do you know? And that's the stage. Time you're a teenager, you start changing that. And then we get to the upper thought. Is this the best idea? You have to optimize. You use it very strongly. You have, well, we know you're doing this, but what do you want to do? What's the real thing? How do you go? How we can optimize it? That's great. Both levels of mind, part of this hallucination is it's me thinking. The thoughts are in my head. And I have to replace one type of thought by another type of thought. Are these beliefs true or not? And we're conditioned to who we're supposed to be accepted and have love. And the answer to the question is that as long as comfort is better than feeling like you're dying. Having a story why things are not working is better than not having a story, because you're more energy. But that story exists at a level of energy. This is the key. Every thought, every energy, every thought, every emotion, everything you produce, every condition, every disturbance in life only exists at a certain level of energy. You drop the energy, you get a sucky thought, sucky experience. You raise it, you're more comfortable, raise it. The entire story you had is outgrown. So the key area is that most people want ordinary. They want to follow the list of what's supposed to happen in life. They want to get just that amount, because happiness is meeting your list. But your list was conditioned by what you need to get, feel, get love. It's not even your list. You're following your parents' or belts' list. And if you hate your parents, you're doing everything opposite of the list. It's still not you. So this is it. Unless you claim extraordinary, ordinary claims you. And the cultural hallucination becomes yours. The struggle becomes yours. The effort, you own the story, but not your life. If you have story, you have results. If you do, you have story of results. And as we then claim a higher level of energy, we can now start impacting the environment more than it impacts us. That's what you're doing. I mean, how many billion people are impacted? But it's not just what you're saying. it's the energy around you that's being transmitted congruent with it. You know, your greatness here, and what you have is that you are helping generate a coherent, congruent field of energy that people can use. We think it's the words we're saying. It's who we're being. Now, especially the guys, the most difficult thing for us is to believe that we could have things without effort, because the more struggle, I mean, I almost killed myself. I'm in the battle of the scars at work. Yeah. To realize that it's who we're being when that happens that makes the difference. And that's all energy. Mm. We're rewarded or we're punished instantly by our energy efficiency in the relationship with others. And that's the space between, it's called the field. It's where reality happens, thoughts really occur. Thoughts are not in your mind. Thoughts are in the field. The amount of energy you have determines how, what you grab from the field and call yours. Change energy level is different there. So we have to get the right energy at the right time. Mm. Not like little bear, three bear, little bears, not too much, not too little.
Just right.
You know, even in Genesis, it's, you know, and we created the world and it was good. Mm-hmm. It was good, time to rest.
So you're saying, I mean, thoughts are not in our mind. They're in a field.
That's right.
What field?
Memories of, well, between us is a space called the field.
Between what?
Everything. Around the atom is a field. Simple example, the magnetic field of the earth. Thought exists as a field. The emotion is a field. Electricity doesn't occur in the wire. Electricity don't occur in the wire. Electricity occurs in a space around the wire, in a field around the wire. Mm. We're not communicating. A field is communicating. The nervous system, or I invite you to get this, okay? And those who aren't getting it, get it. Okay? The nervous system perceives the world. What does it perceive? Sound. What is sound? Subtle vibration of the atmosphere in the field around you.
Your environment.
That's it.
Yeah.
What is vision? The photon light energy in the field around you. What is smell? Dissolved particles in the field around you. Taste the things you take in. We make our senses transmit the environment and interpret it. What you're doing is you're not seeing the environment. You're seeing your projection onto the environment. At least 80% you see is capturing your projection. Mm. So now, when you don't have enough energy, the environment breaks you down. You have more, you're at status quo and you're comfortable. That's the big drug.
How do we get an abundance of energy?
You have to claim it. It will not happen until you claim it.
How do you claim it?
Have a vision bigger than yourself. Mm-hmm. Hold at least two perspectives, if not three. So the way it goes is this. When life is kind of messed up, basically less resourceful we are, we don't realize we're the one interpreting the environment or the world. How you doing? How do you expect them to do it? The IRS is doing this. How do you do it? Well, I have the book launch going. I have so much to do. How you doing this? I don't know. The podcast went down. How you doing? You don't know if it happened with my daughter. I didn't ask about that. Ask how you doing. You equals your circumstance. Every time you make a difference for someone else, every time you have a new idea, every time you love more, you pause and you realize it's me observing. You see yourself talking to your woman, and all of a sudden you hear yourself saying, who is that saying that? You go, oh, it's me. Once you realize there's a me who's observing the reality, things start changing. And there's an observer that makes you survive, that makes you react, think, one that makes you love, the ones you feel the gratitude. Each one will impart something different, because around all energy is information. It's a binary code. Mm-hmm. Information that observes is something called consciousness. So what's the energy consciousness around fossil fuel? I mean, is it love? Okay. Well, you know what it is. It's greed. Mm-hmm. It's power, it's control.
Right.
So when you use that energy, it produces this consciousness of the world. Okay. What are you thinking? When you're thinking how this sucks, that's energy. It's adding that consciousness to the world. Well, I want people to realize that every time we use energy, we have to consciously use the energy that's going to produce the result in consciousness and the world and the space between us. Mm. So we are responding to the space. Because the reality is now, this is really, I know this is maybe a little crazy, but you've had some crazy people on here there, okay? Yeah. The reality is greater than we experience it. The field is our intermediate. So the field is the cloud where information is stored. And based upon our energy and the tension in our body, our posture, the way we experience in the world, we retrieve the thought that matches it. It doesn't match the experience. Our experience will match the energy we have. The amount of energy you have available when you remember something, is it a wound or is it a gift? Was I injured, I can't play a ball anymore? I have to be messed up on the couch? Or does some energy happen where you say, f*** this? It doesn't happen until the energy changes, the thoughts change.
Right.
So that's what we're talking about. The field is a space that we share. We retrieve that traumatic memories is not stored in the body. The residence of it is in the body. But it actually, because we can't store that much information. When I'm saying we're not here, we're part of a whole sea of humanity. Why? Because how do you know that? When people have spiritual awakenings, their experience of giving beyond themselves, they're not there. They're in the joy of others or in everything else. When you're building a vision, or building your business, building a dream, you're not there. The vision, you're in the vision of what's happening. When it messed up, you're back here again. You're doing a podcast, you're out there. In between, you messed up again. Why? Because you're holding more energy. And the more information bandwidth you need, the more energy you need. And why bandwidth? If you're going to be in a relationship with a person, you need more bandwidth. Two people, you have a company now. Now, how many podcasts you're doing a day, a week? How many things you're doing? I mean, you need a whole team of energy. And to do it, you need more energy. But the higher up you go energetically, the more energy the system gives back if you allow it.
So how do you allow it to come in?
Well, first, realize it's not your energy. It's not even your life.
Whose life?
It's humanity's. The quality of your life is proportionate to how big you see your system, how big you see the impact is going to be. So what happens is this. If you hold two perspectives, things get better. You're holding your perspective, my perspective. When you hold three perspectives, your perspective, my perspective, your audience perspective, that activates the cerebral cortex to create a different field of energy that impacts people. So if you could hold at least three perspectives simultaneously, where you're accepting all of them, automatically there's more energy. You can't be in a stress zone. Stress almost kick in when it's just your perspective.
Mm-hmm.
One's right, one's wrong. So what you can do is do it. I have different exercises you can do. For example, if you put your hand to your body and you focus on your breath, that's one perspective. You focus on being here, it's two perspectives. Now you focus on the movement, three perspectives. You focus, you feel four perspectives. Most awakening and most spiritual traditions involve holding three simultaneous perspectives. When I create things, I may hold 7 to 20 perspectives. But after a while, they clump and become automatic. So I have to find another perspective to stay at the leading edge. So you hold many perspectives. That's when you coach people.
Mm.
You're hearing what all they're saying. You're accepting them where they're at. And at the same time, you're not accepting them where they're at because you're seeing where they are and you're seeing where they must be at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
That energizes the field around you, and that's why people learn. That's where they grow. Because if we energize the field, somehow it creates synchronicity, it creates power, it creates teamwork. And it's not because of what we said. It's not because of the brilliant words we have. It's because of the energy we put into those words.
Mm-hmm. Our way of being, yeah.
That's it. And that's what, for the guy, it's the toughest thing because we think the shit we accomplish is what's about. And then the feminine energy will tell us that's not it. See, the real good feminine energy in your life, when you're down, she'll tell you how great you are. And when you're great, she'll tell you you're not so good.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's the magic. The other perspective. Mm-hmm. That's the magic. So the really great question, how do you get there? The first thing, you have to have a compelling reason to get there.
Mm-hmm. A vision bigger than yourself.
And that requires a higher part of your brain and more energy. Now, we're rewarded or punished instantly, biochemically, by how efficient we are in helping others.
Mm-hmm.
When we take from the field, you may have a family member, you know someone here listening to this or watching this, who's perhaps bipolar, perhaps an alcoholic, perhaps an addiction. They're always at such a low energy level, energy is collapsing, so they're requiring you and other people to keep putting energy into the field. You may feel you feel drained by that, but if you believe it's your energy, understand they're starving for energy. They feel they can't survive. Part of being more aware, you should give them consciously, but don't give them the energy they're looking for. Give them a higher source.
What do you mean?
They're looking for reaction from you. Mm. Don't give them that. They're looking for judgment. Don't give them that. Ask, if things were better, what would it be like?
Mm-hmm.
Or say, what would love do? Or just be quietly, just bathe them in love.
Mm.
Because we all have a source of energy that we need that won't satisfy. We keep habituating on that. It's a different one. So you have the family member. The family member's always getting energy. It's always a crisis. Hey, fix her and I'm okay. Okay? We're part of a whole dynamic, right? Fix the economy. Fix the president. Yeah, this is it. We're part of the whole system. And the idea is this. We drain the system of energy. Inflammatory cells are built up in our body.
Mm-hmm.
We become depressed. And depression is depression of energy. Depression is really rage minus enthusiasm. The person's pissed off and not freaking do anything about it. If you're making life about you and not doing anything about making a difference, you're supposed to be depressed, you're supposed to be anxious, and you're supposed to be f***ed up and nothing's supposed to help it. It's not make you feel better. It's about you adding value. We're biological species rewarded for making a difference and punished for collapsing. Our systems collapse. When you make business and it's just about you producing a transaction, it's going to crash.
Yeah.
And you're going to suffer.
Mm-hmm.
You have to. Lewis, it comes to the relationship between my essential nature, the nature of who I am, in my authentic nature and the energy and the environment. The environment is always trying to break you down. Ash to ashes, dust to dust, not enough energy, you break down, you die.
One of my favorite parts about my job is that I get the opportunity to travel a lot. And in fact, I'm recording this right now while I'm in Mexico. And actually, I was thinking about something that I wanted to share because I get a lot of questions from so many people about different side hustle ideas. So here's one for those of you out there that are on the go a lot like I am or traveling a lot. When you're staying in your Airbnb on your trips, have you ever thought about how you could be making extra money by hosting through Airbnb while your home is vacant? If you're interested in an extra stream of income, Airbnb hosting is an easy place to start, and it's like giving your home some company while you're away. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, like those quote unquote free trials that somehow still charge your card for something, or when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding deep in the fine print. And I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like those bills that keep going up and up for no reason at all, or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have somewhere else. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included, but you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
And if you're comfortable, then you become an agent of what your parents told you, the culture told you, and everything else, and your stories are protected. And even if you get successful, you're going to drop it out and you're going to lose it out because you want to make sure nothing really changes. But now you add energy to the ear and now you can impact other things. You add even more energy to the system, even more energy, the spiritual energy to the system. And it's not about praying or meditating.
Mm-hmm.
It's about doing good shit for people because.
Right.
Because it's about seeing people as they are. It's what I call AAA, acknowledging, first becoming aware of things as they are without going to change them. Could you influence anybody if you don't accept them?
Probably not.
Then people say, well, get rid of my pain. How could you influence your body or your finance until you first accept where you're at while seeing it better?
Mm-hmm.
So acknowledge it, give testimony, give voice to, this is the way it is right now. Not, it's because of this, this is the way it is. Right. And when you're with it, when you're with the experience of without the hunger to change it, to stop it, to make it something else, when that happens, suddenly at that particular point, it changes.
Yeah.
Because you brought a different energy and then accept it. This is the way it's been. Until you accept something, nothing changes.
Right.
With acceptance, it's a spiritual energy. And now you have so much energy, we call it love. And we withdraw love, that's it. The withdrawing of love is an act of violence. People don't realize it.
The withdrawal of love is an act of violence.
That's right.
What do you mean by withdrawal of love?
If you choose, you didn't do this, I'm going to withdraw my love from you.
Oh, conditional.
Because you are choosing to drop the energy in the system which your relationship is based upon to punish them.
Mm-hmm.
Punishes you. The purpose of pain, undefined pain. Ask me, how do I define pain?
How do you define pain?
Glad you asked that. I define pain as any uncomfortable experience or circumstance that interrupts your ability to be present in the magic of the moment.
Mm.
So if you have to do a run and only play the music you like instead of listening to what's going on, if you go to the refrigerator 10 times looking like this over and over, not knowing what you're looking for, if you were in front of the great income eradicator television, flipping through the buttons overall mindlessly, if you walk outside and you're in a meal with somebody and you can't get away from your mobile device at the time, that's pain.
Mm.
Our culture is addicted to all these things of pain to be with. You know, say, hey, I sent you a text message. I'm in the room. How about talking to me? So when you talk to the person, the field engages with the body, with emotional instinctive behavior, the smells. You know it's true. It's real here. Otherwise, it's a concept world. Now, it's great to start there. We have to get to the next level. So it's the energy level that we have. The more bandwidth you experience, the bigger your worldview, the more energy you need.
Mm-hmm.
And the key thing is you light a match, a piece of wood, a little match. A lot of heat comes out. So it may take only a little to initiate it. Mm-hmm. Oh, it takes so much to get to the next level. Once you're there, that's it. So fake it till you make it. Act as if. And that becomes, give thanks in anticipation of having received.
Mm-hmm. Before it's received.
That is, I mean, these are spiritual truths.
Mm-hmm.
Tithe, give of whatever it is to whatever your source is in some way. If you're not getting ready to start doing that, start caring about people more. And that makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
What I've recognized working with people through all different systems and being able to measure when they're at peak efficiency, coherence, making a difference in the way they're experiencing the world, the way the body is functioning, the behavior, actions, I noticed that it's a recipe we all have. And the recipe is a simple recipe that there's a structural way of making change, a behavior world, and perception. Two of them are good at me, one is going to suck at everyone. That means either you're going to be terrible at structures no matter what, you can't even think about it, or you're terrible at doing stuff, you're terrible at feeling. Accept the nature and do what works.
Mm-hmm.
This is a big lesson for everyone here. We're guided. If it's effort, it means we're not using the forces. Now get back to the field, okay? We look at this here and lining it up. Or you put the electromagnet on. And they line up in an organic way. That's what you felt in your body happening. That happens in life. If there's effort, you're using the mind to control the experience consistent with what you think is supposed to happen. And the larger forces of life of instability will try to rip that apart. So you have a choice. We all have a choice. Either create a temporary instability with lots of energy, when we say we want to see a novelty, experience it. If we changed everything, what would it be? Change this. Experience that. Find a new way to experience your love. Find a new way to kiss.
Mm.
Every day when I shave, I say, how do I shave yesterday? Here, I'm going to start over here. Make a habit of experiencing things with novelty.
Different, yeah.
With differently. That creates your ability to see novelty and not try to block it. So either you create that or the larger system which wants to break everything back to dust, and life is about how long we can reverse the return to dust with the right energy. It's going to require it. It's required. All chronic problems in life are all a result of trying to have too much stability with your identity. And your identity is protecting you from who you really are.
Mm.
But you have to have identity before you lose. You have to be somebody before you're nobody. Right. You have to know the rules before you break them. That's it. Right. Doesn't mean you have to like them, but you have to know them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's about. So right now, what do we have in the world? I believe the biggest pain in the world is the fact that our worlds from humanity's beginning until to now is based on a model of the world of survival and scarcity of resources. So everything is mm-hmm. the fear of being left out, fear of losing. And we know that model. It's over. The dragon is dead, just out of the way of the tail. So what we're looking for here is the first tier of consciousness from all of humanity to up to now is based upon scarcity.
Mm.
We want to bind energy in with the illusion of ownership.
Mm-hmm.
What the millennials are doing is saying, with ownership. I don't care. I'm going to put this on the internet. I'm going to share this, everything. We're going to have this,
free,
right?
Free, just everyone.
It's a new model, a new tech. We're having Airbnb. What do they own? Facebook. What content do they have? Okay, take a look at this. It's a new model. Imagine when they started sharing songs on the internet. They just destroyed the music industry. It built it.
Mm-hmm.
So the first tier of consciousness is based upon the illusion of scarcity and that I have to bind energy and information for myself. It's my generation mastered that.
Yeah.
We mastered it. We mastered it. This is my information, this is my data. I can't work along with you. This is it. You're my children. I own you. You're my wife. I own you. We're going to build it. And whoever can take as much piece of the pie for themselves as possible wins.
Until they die.
And they're dying along the time. Mm-hmm. This is the key. In this model, the only way you release the energy and control is if it's forced away from you.
Mm.
So you have to lose family members. You have to be raped or attacked. Your identity and story has to be ripped apart or ripped. It's a larger force the system wants it, because right now in America, it's really messed up. In this model of healing, to have greatness, and you know, you're a school of greatness. Life is a school of greatness. It's going to make you great if it doesn't kill you first.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
But in this model, you have to be attacked or abandoned or wounded to have greatness.
Did they teach you this all in chiropractic school?
None of it. None of it. But they did do. The reason I went to chiropractic college originally, and that was the basis of everything, was the original principle of chiropractic that came, it was written about in 1900, was there's a universal organizing intelligence in everything, in all matter. And the job of the nervous system was to relay the universal wisdom in the form in the body, and that was called health. And everything is evolving in life. Because that came out at the same time, equal to MC squared, energy matter one. Mm-hmm. You had Thoreau's writings, the law of compensation. Music capturing the art in the moment. It was all about the energy, the ethers, the spirits. Nobody will have anything the mind can see from truly people will achieve. This was the idea. But we got so involved in our busyness that we forgot that's really the basic principles. It's time to get back to that.
Mm.
Yeah.
When did you start diving in deeper into that, everything that you've been working on now?
It's been a process over the years, but basically been watching the results people have and seeing things that changed. Like for one woman came to me in the 1980s and she had rheumatoid arthritis and systemic lupus, autoimmune diseases, and she hardly moved her hand and she would sit and talk to me like this, and she was a social worker. So I asked her, what happened about 16, 17 years ago? I felt the body, and I felt that particular patterns by two enough histories, the body gets locked in a pattern, it feels like a certain way. And do you have any sexual abuse? It wasn't the term at that time. Were you ashamed at that time? And she said, no, nothing happened. I took care of her. As I'm holding a gentle touch on her neck, she screams, she curses, she punches me.
Wow.
She jumps up the table. She starts shaking, foaming the mouth, and she starts vomiting. I had high child green carb grip at that time. And all I could say was, in my 20s was, crazy bitch, my carpet. That's it. Okay. Okay. And this happened when she,
wow.
She and I was like, what's happening? And everyone ran in the room. She's screaming like I was attacking her. I went back in my reception. What happened? What'd you do? He said, look at you. I was going to get black and white. He belted me. So I went in there. I went to take care of her. And she's sitting on the floor going like this. She couldn't open her hands. Well, open her hands. And said, thank you, thank you, thank you. But it was one of the turning points. A couple of visits later, she told me she remembered 16 and a half years ago, a stepfather raped her.
Mm.
And she remembered that. From that point on, she was cared for 4 years before she moved to California. Her systemic lupus and her rheumatoid arthritis was gone.
Wow.
So I started seeing the relationship of that. But that wasn't the powerful point. What happened is her body went back into the posture that it was in the time of the injury with more energy resources. So it experienced the energy differently. It brought energy source into her. And she was bound up, like liberated, and now it was no longer a wound. She experienced it in about 5 minutes. Going from the wound to a gift. Mm. I started saying, this happened. This is the more powerful part. Because in asking the question, I'm looking, searching for what might be the answer. I took care of her the next time. And I worked with her gently, a gentle touch to the spine. In my earlier systems, that I had a gentle touch. This is how I learned what's happening from people. I want to know. You know, when you have a hunger to say, how could I help? Not just fix you, but help fix your world.
Mm.
With a hunger to do it, somehow communication happens. Because
yeah.
That person's desire to be whole in what they're here for is stronger than even my clinical capacity.
Right.
And it'll guide me. She said, I feel so happy. I feel so joyous. I said, why? Should I forgive him? Who? Stepfather. So what did I say? You can never forgive the bastard. That's where I was at the time. That's where I was at the time. I was in my 20s, a guy in New Yorker. So.
But it's not about him.
That's right. That's right. That's it.
Forgiveness isn't about the other person.
That's.
Yeah.
Well, forgiveness is energy in the field.
Mm-hmm.
This is it. I'll get to that. This is, I think, the crux of it. When you realize as an observer, the observer influences what's being observed.
Mm-hmm.
And every moment you're blessing or cursing your history, your past, your family. Which energy is necessary to liberate your dynamic between you and them? And that is the magic of manifestation. So I've developed systems. We take a look at when you're upset with somebody, you experience it here. When you're happy, you experience it here. When you're everything else, and if you just move where you experience it to, different energy, it's a different result. So this is what happened.
Yeah.
With this woman, she told me the next day that night that she forgave him. That's what she forgave him. It was more than that. She realized that she said to me, do you know what I do? I'm a social worker. I said, yeah, I know. Do you know what I do? No, I work in the rape hotline. If it wasn't for that, how many hundreds mm-hmm. of girls would not be liberated?
Right.
That was a gift to me. But not as a rationalization. She had more energy. Her body was different. And she now recalled it her observer recalled the experience with a higher amount of energy. So it's a gift. Nothing else changed in her life. You don't have to change your circumstance or your relationship. All you have to do is change the energetic of how you experience the world to react to it. But this is it. That night, the father called her and apologized, did not speak to her. In 16 years, he said, listen, I've been tormented.
Wow.
I'm having cancer. I'm dying. I don't know what happened, but last night, I had just so much guilt for what I did for you, and I would hurt your life. And in making my peace, it just came to me last night. I have to apologize for the pain I caused for you. It was the same time she experienced that. Because the representation of the rape in her body and in the field was changed. So her attachment in the energy of how she's been cursing her father all along changed. She flipped that. Those are the things that helped me start on the path of looking at that. That if there's no change in meaning, there's no healing.
There's no change in meaning.
There must be a healing. You must change the meaning. Not of the circumstance of your life. And then I realized, at some point, there's nothing to heal, just to energize and to be with. That's a whole different thing. It's big.
Mm-hmm.
This is big. we're cursing or blessing people all the time because for our comfort, we want to keep them as a story. You don't have a difficulty with your husband or wife. You don't know my husband or wife. Well, instead, they don't know you either. But the point is this. You have a problem with the energy you have when you experience them and the story you're making because your story gives you certainty.
Mm-hmm.
How's that? That's a powerful one.
That's good.
You're going to watch this again. Make sure you share it. Make sure you share it with the people you've had contempt for.
What's a miracle in your mind?
A miracle is the natural order of how life works.
So it's not really a miracle.
Well, we must experience it as a miracle. The spirit is magic. The spirit is divine intervention. I expect miracles all the time. When I expect it. That's it. Because it happens often, it doesn't mean it's a miracle. It's like faith. A miracle is an expression of what happens when faith enters a space between us.
Mm.
And the most difficult thing for many people and millennials now is they have to have their certainty, not their faith. Another thing you may help, I think that's going to be important here. Seduction and romance, that has to happen more in the world. Mm. Millennials, that you have to have more.
Why?
What is seduction? Massive uncertainty with a touch of fear while you're holding the energy for something greater that may happen. And in that energy, the two of you, energy field gets charged, excited. That's what happens. It used to be you give a girl a kiss or a guy, whoever's give a kiss, go to war and dream about that person and come back for another kiss.
Mm-hmm.
The Beatles sang, I want to hold your hand, not your private part. Okay. It was a different thing. It's a different thing. In that romance, in that seduction, magic happens. The good old days are never when you're having certainty in reaching your goals. Never. That's how you get old. It's when you don't know how the next thing's going to happen. And together with the person, in the fear and the faith, something happens. They call that love. That's what I believe the organized intelligence has faith in us in that way. It's a romance with us. Most of the time, it's a sad sitcom, but it's a whole other thing. But this is it. The same sensory experience of uncertainty and fear without energy, it's called trauma. Because we're not holding a higher vision with something else of whatever. You now call the fear worry. Seduction is massive uncertainty while holding a vision of something greater for more than yourself. With plenty of energy that someone else responds to, and there's more energy. And why do you want it? Because the body responds to the energy biochemically. You're drugged. This is it, baby boomers, get this. I know in the States, like in my experience, we don't want to fight in the wars that my father risked his life for. We don't want to work for the military-industrial complex. We don't want to do that. Love, sex, rock and roll, free love, just love, no rules. We want to be in our communes or communities. Baby, I want to let you know, millennials, you are our salvation. You are the promise of we went in the world, but we got too comfortable to go after it. Because you have your community, mm-hmm. your online community. It's not about binding, it's liberating energy. It's a free energy of pure awareness, free energy of love and enthusiasm. It's a collective, collaborative experience because individuals know we can't do it ourselves. It must be a we. This is what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shared experience. I can't get them to work. Well, I'm going to work 8 hours. I'll give you a raise. Don't give me a raise. Let me take off my birthday. Fuck my birthday. You're getting more money here. No. Let me have a party with my friends. Are your friends more important? And I got it. Oh, my God. I hear all the things that I wanted for my generation as a teenager and a young adult. And you're helping fulfill it. And I couldn't.
Mm.
But I got a peace you don't have. I got a depth of wisdom. I have a depth of energy. A depth of perspective beyond my generation. So what has to happen now is I believe the millennials, You got the future, but the next tier of consciousness is not about binding for yourself. It's not about what are the numbers of people I have following me. It's not about that. It's not about roles, it's about souls. Mm. The second tier of consciousness, we don't have to be wounded to have greatness.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Because it's not you and me, we are we. One human experience. You're seeing that now. And prosperity now is having access to you. The reason why you could be, my opinion, my humble opinion here, the reason why you can be as successful in life as you are in all different ways is because you're driven by distributing energy information to people to improve the quality of their lives. Mm-hmm. And the finances are a result of that.
Right.
Because
yeah.
That's what you're driven by.
Yeah.
The other model's not going to work. That's right. Not good. You are one of the people holding the torch for this next tier of consciousness. I'm giving articulating it. And in this case, it's the abundant use of free energy and awareness. Free access. So people go online. They have access to your wisdom. They have access to all the wisdom of all these people. I mean, this is unheard of in human history. There used to be a book you had to read, a book go through, and some people couldn't even do it. It's unheard of. Mm-hmm. There's a reward for that.
Right.
Access to. Then what is abundance? Abundance is how much you give to the field to condition it. Now, I may give to you. You may give to me. Doesn't mean it's going to come from there. It'll come from someplace else. And something will give me an opportunity. Now, it'll be an opportunity to make money. It'll probably know it'll be an opportunity to serve somebody. Any choice made purely rationally is a redo. Because if it doesn't involve what would love say, what would love do, how I'm being guided, what's the energy universe telling me, what is not working, what is working, not what I want less of, what more do I want to bring to the world, and what more must I bring to the world? And when you hold those things, something happens and fills you. And I can promise you, Liz, I can promise you, people listening, that this is what this man asks over and over and over. And that's part of that is school. That's the school of greatness behind the school of greatness.
There you go. I like it. A couple final questions for you. This has been very interesting and powerful. This is called the Three Truths. So imagine this is your last day many years from now, and you've achieved everything you want. You've reached every dimension. You've enlightened yourself into whatever you wanted to do or be, and you've impacted everyone you want to impact. Done it all. Whatever you want to do, you've done it. But it's the last day for you many years from now in your physical body. And everything you've put out in the world, you have to take with you. So no one has access to the information. Your words, your videos, your books, your teachings are gone. They're with you, but no one has access. But you have a piece of paper and a pen to write down the three things you know to be true about everything you've experienced in your life or everything you've taught or learned. And that's all the world would have is access to these three truths or three lessons. What would you write down as yours?
The first one is, what would love say? What would love do? How would love show up? Okay, number one. Number two, everything creation is an expression of energy and information. Choose wisely. Number three, it's all magic.
Mm. Yeah, it is. Those are good, yeah.
And you don't have to know how the trick is done.
Yeah.
That's the faith.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Where can we connect with you online?
EpiEnergetics, EpiSteam, okay? EPIEnergetics.com. EpiEnergetics is a conscious and ecological use of energy and information, which is extraordinary. And it's the magic behind everything. By working with people, people in healing arts and working people in spinal integrity, 11 universities have studied different aspects of the work we do. We have found how to produce a human identifier, a signature for how you organize the world authentically and help work with that. People have gotten the master and PhD degrees studying it. I've learned from this how living systems, how the life force, the organizing wisdom works. And it's a lifetime learning for all of us, including myself. So we'd like to invite you to be part of this collaborative community of people who are seekers. If you know there's more than the physical world. If you know you want to be more, you have to give more, you have to share more. If you know there's always more, and that's what calls you. You have a calling, you have a scent of this more in the world, and you want to bring it, then we have a way of coming home. You're going to see the commonly unseen, you're going to hear the commonly unheard, you're going to feel the commonly unfelt, you'll be the commonly unknew. Everything you thought was important will be replaced by everything that is important. And finally, hopefully, real soon, for the first time in your life, you'll come home. And there's always Homer. EpiEnergetics.com.
There you go. Thank and you. They can sign up for everything there and check it out.
Take a look and look at all the information there.
Cool.
Thank you.
One more question for you. Before I ask it, I want to acknowledge you for a moment, Donnie, for your incredible work in not trying, but supporting so many people around the world through showing them who they truly are and bringing them back home. I think it's really powerful what you've been able to do, and you've been making a massive impact on so many people. So I acknowledge you for that. This is the final question. It's called the greatness question. So what is your definition of greatness?
Greatness is an experience of a connection beyond yourself and the forces that are in existence and the ability to manifest it in the world.
Thanks so much, Donnie.
It's my pleasure.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed this episode, my friends. If you did, as always, take a screenshot of this on your phone right now. Tag me on Instagram stories, on your Instagram page, on Twitter, Facebook, at Lewis Howes. And the link for this is lewishowes.com/617. Share it out. All the show notes, the full video interview is back at lewishowes.com/617. So you can learn more about Donnie and everything he's talked about over there. Everything else we covered in this interview is back there. But this is all about, how do we have more abundance in our life? Abundant energy. And there's always something we can do to increase our level of awareness and alignment with our body and who we were born to be. I hope you enjoy this one.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
And again, you were born to do something great. You weren't born just to show up, live an average life, and die. That's not who you are. That's not why you're here. That's not what this is about. This experience is about you discovering who you are, what you love, what you're passionate about, what you're excited about, and how you can leave this world better than when you found it. That's what this is about. But you need the energy, you need the abundance to be able to take on the challenges, the adversity, and the journey that comes along with it. So I hope you got some value from this episode. Again, if you did, share it out with your friends online, anywhere. Tag me at Lewis Howes. And as always, you know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.